NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of enriched cream shampoo and cream rinse, present Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed. The show is by Max Hudnut. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Cold statistics can be pretty uninteresting, but here are some that every American should listen to and then do something about. This year, there are almost 2 million more children in our public schools than last year, and 3 out of 5 classrooms in the nation are overcrowded. By 1960, it is estimated there will be some 8 million more children in all schools than there are now, the result of the sharp rise in the birth rate during and since the war. It is also a statistical certainty that the rate of increase will heighten critical shortages in schoolrooms, staff personnel, and transportation within the next few years unless action is taken now. It's up to every citizen to find out just what the conditions are in the schools in his community. If improvements are needed, join with others and see that those improvements are made. Take an interest in your schools by working with local civic groups and school boards. If you need help in improving conditions, write to Better Schools, 2 West 45th Street, New York City. They'll be glad to tell you what citizens and other communities are doing.
Yeah.
That's the last Bonton Dollar Day sale I'll ever rush downtown to get pushed around in.
Till next month. Here, let me take some of those bundles.
Thanks.
Eight bundles. All we came down for was a few bath towels.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter now?
I forgot the bath towels.
Oh, well, we didn't need them anyway. Come on, let's get the car off the lot and get home.
Suits me. I'm worn out. You got the parking ticket?
Yeah, it's right here. Oh, doggone the luck. I forgot to get the darn ticket validated.
Well, here, I'll hold the bundles while you go back and get
Oh, heck with it. It's only 2 bits. Let's pay it and get on home.
Okay, Diamond Jim.
Well, why be chintzy about it? Gee, Liz, you got a quarter?
Me?
All I got's a $10 bill. Here comes the parking lot guy, so if you'll
I'm sorry, sweetheart. All I have left in my purse is this button you lost off your shirt yesterday and 14 cents.
Are you sure? Gee, I hate to bust this 10.
Don't feel so badly. It had to go sometime.
Yeah. Hey, bud.
Right with you, Mac.
I got a parking ticket here, and I'll...
With you in a minute, so they park this car.
Yeah. Here's the ticket, bud. I forgot to get it validated when we were in the Bonton.
Well, you still got plenty of time left down there. Store's only up the street if you want to
go. No, life is too short. I'll pay for it.
Oh, the same with me, mister. Which car's yours?
That one over there.
The new Caddy with the white sidewalls?
No, the one next to it with the loose bumper. Hey, McGee.
Here you are, bud.
$10. Don't you have anything smaller?
14 cents and a button. Otherwise, this is it.
I'm sorry, Mac. I haven't got change.
Oh, that's okay. We'll wait here while you go get it.
I'm the only one here. I can't leave the lot.
Well, we'll watch it for you. I guarantee you, when you get back, it'll be here. Nobody's going to steal your lot.
Sorry, Mac. Against regulations. I'm afraid you'll have to get the change yourself.
Me? Run around from store to store asking if they got change for a $10 bill?
Try the Bonton. They should have it.
Why, if I went all the way back there, I could get the ticket validated in the first place.
Good idea. Now that that's settled, we
can... Now, just a darn minute.
Don't raise your voice to me, mister.
I'll raise my voice all I please. I happen to know my rights as a citizen, and by George...
Oh, McGee, please. People are staring at us.
Yeah, Mac. No use gathering a crowd, because no matter how loud you holler, the situation remains stagnant. Sorry.
That's your final word?
That's right.
Well, we'll see about that.
All right.
I'm going to call a cop. That's what I'm going to call.
Call.
I will.
Go ahead.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Officer. Hey, officer. Would you come over here a minute? We'll see about this, boy. Nobody pushes me around because I know my rights. Hey, officer.
In a minute.
Hello, I'm your Richard Hudnut beauty advisor. Here's exciting beauty news for you busy women. It's about an amazing shampoo that gives your hair a beautiful egg sheen in just 3 minutes time. This remarkable beautifier is called Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo. It's made with real eggs, powdered in a wonderful cleansing formula that suds right up even in hardest water. Every drop of this golden lotion cream shampoo is enriched with egg protein. And since hair itself is protein, it naturally benefits from this affinity of protein to protein. It's nature's own way to put a beautiful sheen in your hair. You'll love the way your hair gleams, smooth and shiny as bridal satin. And ladies, nobody's too busy to take a minute more for Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse. It seals in that fine glimmer and gleam, protects it with a fragrant beauty finish. Take my advice and try this quick two-step way to truly beautiful hair. Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo and Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse.
That's him, officer. Arrest that man. I demand his immediate reincarnation.
Now, just a minute, sir. Let's not be hasty. What's the charge?
Withholding unlegally and with malice behind sight the keys to my car, and thereby restraining me on the premises. In other words, assault and battery.
Assault and battery?
Yeah. If you don't tell me where he salted away my car keys, I can't start my battery, and I got it.
All I want is a quarter on this parking ticket, officer, and he can have his keys.
I'm offering you a quarter. Here.
That's a $10 bill.
There's a quarter in there. Go get it changed.
I can't. I told you I couldn't leave the parking lot.
Oh, I'm offering you the money.
Because if I do, I lose my job. I'm the only one that cares.
All right, guys.
You can take the $10 bill yourself and go out and get the change.
If you don't want that bill...
I can't have it.
That's better. Now, sir, would you mind explaining what this is all about? And please start at the beginning.
Well, I and my wife here.
Your wife?
Yes, my wife. This lady standing right... Oh, that's funny. She was here a minute ago. Oh, there she is. That's her sitting in that black car over there. The one with the loose bumper. That's my wife. Shall I call her over?
No, I don't think that'll be necessary. Just tell me what...
Okay. You wait there, kiddo. This won't take long. As soon as I explain everything to this copper here, we'll go on home. Now, as I was saying, officer, I and my wife came downtown to buy some towels. They're on special today at the Montan.
Well, isn't that fascinating?
Show him the towels, Molly. Oh, that's right. She forgot to get the towels. You know how wives are.
No. I'm single.
Oh.
Now, will you please get to the point? I'm supposed to be directing traffic at this corner, not listening to true confession.
Well, we parked our car in this swindler's lot, and when we offered to pay the parking ticket, he showed contempt for the legal currency of the United States on this $10 bill here.
I can't break no $10 bill. I'm sorry, but I got no change.
Well, get some.
Told you I'm not allowed to leave the lot. Those are my orders.
All right, officer, you saw me make the offer to pay. He refused to accept the money. Now make him give me the keys to my car.
As soon as he gives me the quarter.
Here.
That's a $10 bill.
There's a quarter in there. Get the change.
I can't leave the lot.
I tell you that's legal tender.
I told you if I left the lot, I'd lose my job.
I'll look it up in my book of regulations. And no talking until I find it.
Can I go over and say hello to my wife?
I guess so, but come right back. I want to get this settled so I can get back on track.
What's going on over there, dearie?
He's looking it up in the book. Just my luck I had to pick a rookie cop.
Well, this certainly is the silliest thing I ever heard of. Give me that $10. I'll take it.
Oh, no, you don't. We don't have to be pleasant. We got the law on our side.
Well, just in case he changes sides, if you ever get a chocolate cake, the file will be on the bottom layer, just below the whipped cream.
I'm not worried. This is ridiculous. I'm going back over there and demand my rights as a taxpayer and a citizen. You stay right here.
Give me a sandwich, will you? I'm getting hungry.
Hang on. It won't be much longer. Ah, oh, there's a good kid. Sure is sensitive about speaking up for our rights, though. It's a good thing I'm around here, or we'd be...
Oh, there you are, sir. Now then, according to page 36, footnote B, volume 3, Statutes of Wistful Vista, I'm afraid you'll have to get the proper change.
Where does it say that? Show me.
Show him.
Right here. If a citizen registers a complaint involving a dispute over any matter not covered by regulations herein set forth, the officer arbitrating said dispute may make his own decision as to the disposition of the case.
Well, you can see what a lousy disposition he's got. My disposition...
Please! Therefore, since this man cannot leave his job without placing it in jeopardy, I have decided that you should go get the right change for him.
You've decided? You? Ain't you a little confused, Buster? You're a servant. A public servant. You're working for me. I don't work for you. You giving me orders?
Sir, if footnote B does not meet with your approval, allow me to quote from footnote C.
Read it to him.
Footnote C? What the...
I'll read it to you. When the arbitrating officer announces his decision, should this decision be objected to by either party, the officer may allow him 30 seconds to comply.
30 seconds?
If said party refuses to obey and uses loud and threatening language, he may be arrested on the spot and taken to the nearest police station where he may be booked on... Are you listening, sir?
Huh. Wonder where he went.
Goodness, I was getting worried.
I told you you were wasting your time calling the cops. Now, let's have the quarter.
For your information, Buster, I'm not paying you a quarter.
You want it? Oh, no. You heard what the nice policeman said.
I went to the bond town and got the ticket validated. Here, Jesse James. Now give me the keys to my car.
Gladly. The quicker you get... Hey, just a minute.
Now what? He had the ticket validated for you.
According to the time on it, you drove in here at 12:15.
So what? Give me them keys.
Sorry, it's now 2 o'clock. That's an hour and 45 minutes. You only get 1 hour's parking on a validation. You owe me another hour.
What? Oh, dear.
That'll be a quarter, please.
Oh, pay, McGee. Give him the money.
Okay, I'll just do that. Here you are.
That's a $10 bill.
There's a quarter in there. Go get a change.
I can't leave the lot.
You don't expect me to run over there again. It's your turn.
Oh, McGee, don't...
Look, Max. No matter how loud you holler, the situation remains stagnant. Sorry.
Is that your final word?
That's right.
Well, I'll call a cop. That's what I'll call.
Call.
I will.
Go ahead.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Hey, officer. Come here, officer. I know my rights.
Heavenly days, here we go again.
Deborah and Molly will be right back. There's superb dramatic entertainment Tuesday evenings on most stations of the NBC radio network. When you tune to Jack Webb in Dragnet, Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune, and William Gargan as Barry Craig. Barry Craig is a two-fisted private investigator with a penchant for getting into intriguing situations inside and outside the law. You'll enjoy every action-packed minute of Barry Craig, so be sure to listen tomorrow. The same night, you can hear Frank Sinatra starring as Rocky Fortune. Mr. Fortune never seems to hold a job longer than 1 week, but his continually changing occupations each bring with them 30 minutes of thrills, chills, and bright comedy touches. Listen to this new series of Tuesday night dramas on the NBC radio network. You'll be enjoyably entertained. And then for authentic police drama, direct from the files of the Los Angeles Police Department, tune to the true stories on Dragnet. You'll find that Dragnet is one of the best radio dramas on the air today. Hear Dragnet each Tuesday on the NBC radio network.
You shouldn't have walked home, Molly. You should have stuck around and rode home with me.
When I saw that policeman start over there the second time, I realized I'd had enough.
That's funny. That's exactly what the cop said he had. Said he'd give me 10 seconds to get in my car and get out of his sight. Said he'd pay the parking charge himself.
Probably worth a quarter to him to get it settled.
When I left, he was talking to the parking lot guy. It seems... the cop didn't have anything smaller than a $20 bill, and the parking lot guy
no.
was... Yeah, the same. Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of Enriched Cream Shampoo and Cream Rinse, have brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program transcribed with Jack Mather as the parking lot man and Herb Vigran as the policeman. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Wants to Know with Senator Langer on the NBC Radio Network.